My name's Adam McKenzie, and welcome to FitPro Domination, where you'll learn how to unleash massive profit from your fitness business. Discover how to stop feeling overwhelmed, frustrated, or stressed out living paycheck to paycheck by implementing the systems that you'll learn during each episode from myself and our incredible panel of experts. If you haven't got your hands on our free profit playbook yet, make sure you head over to fitprodomination.com now. What is going on? Welcome back, everyone, to this week's episode. And I am pumped and excited because tomorrow I am about to take off on what was a really big goal for us 4 years ago, to be able to take my wife to Europe for her 30th birthday. And seeing I'm in a good mood, I also want to keep this episode jam-packed full of value and on a very positive note. I'm going to break down for you in this episode some of the best ways and the fastest ways to skyrocket your fitness business. Now, since being back from my honeymoon, the last couple of episodes have probably been a bit of a slap in the face for some of you. I know some of you probably feel like I'm talking directly to you, and if that's the case, I take that as a compliment because I'm really coming from a place of understanding where you guys are at. And I really wanted to focus on giving you things here, guys, that my clients are constantly implementing at the moment to be able to generate $5,000, $10,000, $15,000, to be able to 10 times their business in a 6 to 9 month period, all right? Really focused on growth. And I've got some great episodes on systems and stability and pillars and really making sure that engine and the machine of your fitness business is running properly. But what I really want to dive into today is how to grow this thing as quickly as possible. All right, so make sure you got pen and paper out because we are going to dive into some good stuff here. All right, now, when we're looking at growth, it amazes me how many people don't actually sit down and work out how much they want to grow by. All right, and then once they work out what that number is, they actually go to work in creating a plan to achieve it. All right, now, my clients and I sit down at the end of every year before the next year, and we plan out their first 3 to 6 months goals, all right? And then we break it down to monthly targets, and we use what I call a success scoreboard to track everything. And I'm gonna do a free video soon showing you guys what that success scoreboard looks like, all right? And the reason why we do that is because at the end of the day, you need to know exactly where you're going. We need to have an end result to work back from. For example, how do you know what it's going to take to achieve another 20, 30, 40, 50 clients if you're not sure of how many leads you need, if you're not sure how many leads you need to create the number of consultations you need to then be able to convert the amount of people that you need to hit those goals in terms of new members? All right, so it's really important that you start with a plan and you look at the very basic level, plan out the next 3 months. Work out your campaigns for the next 3 months. And if you're not sure, all right, we're going to dive into a couple of options today. Otherwise, I give away lots of great free stuff inside this group when it comes to marketing things. Otherwise, if you want the great stuff, obviously you need to jump on board as a client because these guys are getting the best of the best. All right, now when we look at your marketing plan, try and look at things in terms of like, all right, at the end of the day, I want to get 10 members in the next month. All right, and you need to look at, okay, based on those 10 members, what sort of a campaign am I going to be able to run? Am I running trials? Am I running consultation offers? Am I running a challenge? Am I running other paid trialed offers like $7 for 7 days, $14 for 14 days? There's so many different things that you can run nowadays, and you can get up and running quickly, all right, if you use things like Facebook, or maybe you've got other ways of driving traffic into your business that are paid. All right. Otherwise, if it's organic, we're going to dive into some of that stuff in a second. All right. But once you've mapped out at least, let's come up with three things. One thing for each month for the next 3 months. All right? I know you guys can do that. Once you've done that, what I want you to take into consideration is the conversion times. All right. So this is point number two. Point number one is actually create an end goal, then create a marketing plan to achieve that goal. All right. The three campaigns you're going to run, maybe more. All right, which we'll get into in a bit too, over the next 3 months. But how are you going to achieve that goal in 3 months' time? Then we need to, point number two, take into consideration the conversion time. Now, what I mean by that is, let's say it's a 7-day offer, right? We can convert somebody typically in a 7-day offer, whether it's a paid 7 days, whether it's a free trial, normally after their first session, all right? If you've never done this before, all right, you need to put something in place like a mini consultation that I teach all of our clients is that somebody needs to, especially if it's a group program, they often benefit from trying it out, like actually doing something tangible and feeling it, and then you converting them. All right. What I've found statistically, all right, is that if you wait to the end of that trial period or the very last time, day, let's say within that trial period, the conversion rate isn't as good. All right. And you've got to keep in mind that a buyer is a buyer is a buyer, right? Once somebody comes down, they're excited, they're interested, they've committed, they've made the effort. That's the time that you want to try and convert them. You don't want to leave them and then try and have that conversation later in the week or say, hey, look, these are options. You can decide and I'll follow you up on Friday and you can let me know. No, we want to work with you right now. We want to get you started. We want to book you into orientation or get you started with your goal and nutrition session or get you on your first food plan, whatever it might be. They're here. They're ready to go. Why wait? What you've really got to understand and look at when it comes to your conversion process is how many steps or how many weeks, days, things am I putting in between the person, the lead coming down, participating in something like a trial or a consultation or a challenge or whatever else that might be. How many of those things and how long is in the way before the person converts onto a full priced paying client on direct debit, right? That is the key when you're looking at being able to achieve your goals in a certain amount of time, all right? And I love challenges. I love anything that has a lot of value for a low barrier of entry offer just to get people in and massively over deliver. Give yourself the opportunity to show people what you're best at, all right? That doesn't mean I don't also enjoy selling high ticket and people into high price programs from the beginning. Everything has a place. But what you've got to realize is what is my conversion time dependent on what it is that you choose. Like if I'm choosing a high price program and people are paying $4.99 for a 6-week program and, you know, let's say they lose the 20 pounds in 40 days, whatever it might be. Your conversion process in that entire scenario is that that person's not going to become a full paying client until the end of 6 weeks. And we all know that people in a challenge or a program, a lot of them don't make it to the end of the 6 weeks. So when you're looking at your conversion process, you've got 20 people that start, maybe 10 people that finish, maybe 60 or 70% of those people convert. So you got 6 or 7 paying clients at the end of the 6-week program, right? We can scale that up or down depending on how many people start, depending whether it was a 28-day challenge or what, okay? And if you give people's money away and they get to do another 6 weeks, all right? So if they lose the 20 pounds, you give them another 6 weeks, then your conversion is not going to happen until 6 weeks further again, all right? But the biggest factor I want you to realize when it comes to the speed of growth, okay, is that if you had that initial 20 people come to you to start something, all right, and you were going to charge them around a $4.99 price point, all right, which is probably more than what your monthly is anyway for 90% of group type structures, all right, in your business. $4.99 would be way more expensive than a typical month or let's say 6-week period. So you're able to get that amount of money, but what you're not able to do at this point is know whether that person's going to stay and become a full-time paying client for the next 6 or 12 months and beyond. All right. Whereas if you had somebody who came down and from the day one, you still presented a 4-week option, a 2-week option, a 21-day kickstart, a 6-week revamp, whatever you want to call it, but they are a full price paying client from day one. And they just understand that as soon as they get to the 6 weeks, all right, that's just the initial period gone. It's not based on them paying. Past that initial point, they just keep paying on a weekly or a bi-weekly basis the same way they are from day one when you converted them. All right, hopefully you're following me in this process because it's a really critical factor, right? Is that if you're constantly putting things in place, like a 30-day trial for $97, or every month you're doing a challenge and you have 40 people that start the challenge or 10 or whatever it might be, and a number of those people never even get to the end point where you can convert them from, all right, you're leaving money on the table and it's a really slow way to grow, all right? I see this in so many different types of models, whether it be one-on-one, small group, large group, all right? This is something that so many people could benefit from and that's why I'm trying to harp on and make sure you guys understand this point. All right, if you can get somebody to come down and do anything with you, all you are after is a yes. Okay, that is it. It's a yes. And whether you have the confidence around a yes to sell a $499 program, whether you have the confidence to get a yes for a 12-month program, right? 12-month commitment, whether you have the confidence to be able from the very beginning sell your highest price program without giving anything away. All of those things, all right, are going to be contributing factors to how quickly you grow. And when I look at growth, I look at how many clients you have paying you direct debit that you don't have to sell again. That to me is a successful model. I don't care how many people you've got up for renewal. I don't care how many people are going to buy into your next program. All right, for me, the success of a business and the profitability of a business is going to be based on the amount of people that are paying you direct debit on a weekly or biweekly basis, maybe monthly for some of you, that are locked in. All right, not necessarily locked in for 12 months, but we know that they're on a program that has a minimum of a 6 to 12 week lifetime value, all right, average lifetime per client. That to me is a successful business, and I wouldn't bank on anything else because I see it all the time. All these other mentors out there teaching these guys all these great tools and tricks to start selling higher priced programs. And that's great for people who haven't been making money. It's awesome. Suddenly I get all this income. It's the best thing since sliced jam. And then suddenly you're not selling as much upfront. There's nothing in the back end, right? And you're still waiting on this conversion process because you sold a 12-week program. You sold a 6-week program. You sold a 28-day upfront and you haven't even got them signed onto DD at the end. You've got to resell them again in 28 days time. You might convince yourself that everyone's going to resell, but I can tell you statistically, you're doing well if you're getting above 60 to 70%, all right, industry-wise. I've got clients at the moment that come to me, they've been running these types of programs, and they're getting less than a 50% conversion on what they're selling upfront to then being able to convert onto direct debit on the back end. And they're good operators, guys. They are very good operators. So what I'm saying is that why put those hurdles in the way? Or if you are running those types of programs, which again, like I said in the beginning, I love those types of programs, over deliver, low barrier of entry, all right, but it is dependent on them being at the end to be able to convert them on, like a challenge, for instance, all right. What are you doing in between those things, all right, to make sure that you're still getting people who are starting your program on a consistent basis? And if we go back to point number one and looking at your marketing plan, all right, making sure that you've got things on a consistent basis going out externally, all right, which is what we're going to dive into next, all right, is looking at being able to run, all right, this is point number three, guys, multiple campaigns, all right, and the cool thing nowadays, especially if you're marketing online, all right, is that you can segment who it is that you're marketing to so easily. I mean, shit, for me, I used to have to take out magazine things, do flyer drops and everything else. It was like, cross your fingers marketing, right? Even SEO, like investing in something that, fuck, you know, maybe in 3 or 4 months time, maybe we'll rank a little bit higher than we rank now, right? Like it's different. You guys can literally go on and in Facebook, start targeting anybody that you want, all right? And segmenting those audiences as quickly as a couple of clicks, all right? You're just being lazy if you don't think you can, or you're being lazy if you're just sending the same offer to the same audience every single month. All right, I know you guys can step your game up a little bit more than that, because what that allows you to do is it allows you to be able to market. Maybe I'm marketing this program to men. Maybe I'm marketing this program to women. Maybe I'm marketing this program to moms. Maybe I'm marketing this type of offer or campaign to ex-members. All right, maybe I'm now just building an audience and I'm sending out content. All right, and I'm building a warm audience based on the types of people that I want to interact with this type of content, because those are the types of people that we want to help. All right, and you're going to find that out based on the interaction that you're getting with your content. I'm not going to dive into that too much because for some of you, it's probably going to blow your brains up. All right, but it is simpler than you think. All right, it's something that we teach inside our program. It's something that a lot of good marketers are getting help with now anyway. All right, but one of the things when you're looking at multiple campaigns is the fact that you have an active membership base and hopefully a past clients or a past leads list right in front of you. So what are you doing on a consistent basis internally to grow your member base, all right? What are you doing for referral contests? What are you doing for Bring a Buddy Week, open weeks, all right? What are you doing to network with clients who have businesses in the local area and being able to cross promote with them? What are you doing in terms of gift cards? What are you doing in terms of letting everybody know about your referral program on a consistent basis and making sure it's part of your honeymoon process, making sure that people are getting referral gifts and gift cards and rewards every 4 weeks in the mail? All of these different things that you can be doing internally, because guess what, guys? 90% of that shit is free. It is free. It's the same reason why I tell everybody, if you want to run successful challenges, you have to get your members involved. If your challenge is only external people, it's never going to be as successful. It just isn't, all right? Because of so many factors, the fact that you've got clients bringing more people like them into your gym and then doing majority of the conversion for you because they've already told them about it. They've come down, they've experienced, they've told them what they pay. They're doing the whole sell for you, guys. It's critical. So you got to make sure you're positioning your challenges and positioning other programs to be able to leverage off your membership base, running other programs, Tough Mother training, Fun Run training, Spartan Race training, advanced boot camps, different programs, strength training, booty programs, all of these different things that you can do to, one, upsell your current clients, get them paying a little bit more because they want to participate in extra programs or take things to the next level, or two, it's a perfect opportunity for them to go, hey, I'm doing this booty program, come down and do it for me. Hey, I'm doing Tough Mother, why don't you jump in our group and train with us? All right, now suddenly you've been able to use your members to bring new people into your business for free. All right, I can't harp on about that enough. We forgot about all this shit because everyone's been too distracted by front-end marketing stuff, and then they waste a month trying to get one campaign up and running, and they haven't done anything internal for the last 2 months. All right, you've got an active database. You've got money on the table sitting there ready to help you. Your members already know, like, and trust you. They are the best ones to advocate what it is that you do and bring people into your world. All right, you've got to make sure you're tapping into that. All right, when you're looking at external stuff, guys, if you're clever with your audience, like I explained before, you can market multiple things at multiple times. And it doesn't have to be expensive. I can spend $10 a day on one campaign. I can spend $10 a day on another campaign. I can launch a challenge for 2 weeks. And as soon as that 2 week launch phase is gone, I'm flipping it to a consult offer, a week trial offer, something else where I'm getting people in as quickly as possible and then converting them onto full paying members as quickly as possible. I can't say that enough times. I'm probably going to say it more before the end of this episode. All right, that is the key. All right, to making sure that your business is constantly growing from a cash flow point of view. Because let's say that you start a 28-day challenge, right? You've got 40 people or 30 people, whatever. You end up maybe signing up 10 people at the end of that. You've had a whole month not running any other campaign. If you lost 8 members that month, you've only grown by 2. All right, which is not great. I mean, most of the time having 10 new members sign up in a month would be a good month. Nothing wrong with that. But because you've had attrition during the month, maybe you only lost 4 or 5 members. You've still only grown by 5. Whereas if I had consultations or other things coming in throughout that month, maybe instead of having just 30 people who were trying our program with a challenge, now we've had 50 because we had 20 people come in and do a consult or something else during the month. So now out of the conversion, maybe I'm converting 20 people now. If we lose 10, we've grown by 10. All right, this is what you've got to be looking at strategically. If I set a goal that I want to be at 30 members net growth in 3 months' time, I have to put everything possible in place to make sure I achieve that regardless of attrition. So if I know on average I'm going to lose 5 or 6 members, I need to make sure I'm growing by 15, 16 to get to a net of 10 or whatever that number is for you. All right, dive into that and start looking at where you can be running multiple campaigns and don't get this shit confused. It needs to be simple. It needs to be simple for you to get up and running, and it needs to be simple for the client to understand what it is, why they need it, and book in for it, all right? Because it's a no-brainer type of offer. Really want you to look at that. And if we're making the conversion process so complicated because we're charging people so much more in the beginning, and then they're having to make a big decision again at the end of that conversion, like a $1,200 or $1,300 sale, you know, for the next 12 weeks, rather than, hey, let's just sign up on $200 every 2 weeks. Or $400 a month, whatever it might be, it's still gonna work out to the same amount for you in 12 weeks' time, but it's a much easier price positioning for them to get their head around. All right? Next thing you've got to be doing in this day and age, if you're going to stand out from the crowd, you're going to grow and you're going to nurture cold traffic and turn them into people who are interested in your program, is you need to invest in the ADA process, all right? And if you guys want more, I will link. I think I have a document from our ads guy that 90% of our clients use about the ADA process, all right? So I'll link to that document for you guys in the show notes for this and in the post when I put it up. But investing in the ADA process, awareness, interest, desire, and action, right? That's how it works. But it's being able to get content out there. Invest in getting content out there so that you can start working out who's going to engage in that content, who's interested in what it is that you're sharing. And then once you know who that is, they are now a warm audience that you can start positioning your offers to. Rather than everybody marketing to cold traffic when they don't know, like, and trust you yet, you haven't added any value to their life, and you're like, hey, look, here's my offer, buy my shit. And then you're wondering why no one's buying your shit as much as they used to, right? Because you're not investing in the long game. You're playing for the short, quick fix every single time. What I can tell you is that when you invest in the long game, it's the same reason why we grew our coaching program by almost, 4 to 5 times last year, organic through content, through providing you guys with stuff like this, all right? And then watching how many success stories we've had from people who have implemented it, all right? It's the same thing for your programs. You've got to be able to provide value up front. You've got to be able to engage me, get my interest, make me aware first, gauge my interest, give me something that I would desire, and then put something in front of me to make me take action on it, get me excited to take action on it, all right? That's how the ADA process works. And if you're not investing in something like that, it's time to step your game up and really look at the big picture here, what you're trying to do, all right? Which then takes me to my next point here, which is be everywhere, all right? And it's funny, like, people think that being everywhere is hard and it's daunting and it's overwhelming, but it couldn't be any easier nowadays, all right? The fact that I can engage with people and provide them more content based on the stuff that they saw of mine, for example, they watch a video of mine, I can retarget the people who watch my video, send them a blog post. If they engaged in my blog post, I can send them something else. So it's like they're seeing my stuff all the time, even though for me, I'm only marketing to a small group of people that have engaged with my stuff. But because it's a small group, they're gonna see it all the time, and it doesn't cost me much to do it because I'm not marketing to a million people that may or may not click on my shit, all right? And it's very easy to be everywhere in somebody's newsfeed. Then suddenly they go to the local kindergarten, they see your lead box or poster or gift cards, or they get a letter saying that, hey, you as a client of 123 ABC kindergarten or whatever, you get 20% off, or you get, a consultation valued at $150 for free when you activate this card. All right, whatever it might be, they go to the school, they see you in the newsletter. They go to the local laundromat and they see a couple of posters up there. They get flyers or letters in the mail from you. They see you in all these different aspects and all these different places, all right? They're more likely to take action, and they're also more likely to see you as an authority in the market, to see you as a big player. And this shit doesn't cost a lot. It's easy to do when you get to work and you do it, and you go out and you see 3 or 4 businesses a week and you do that consistently. You focus and you put ADA into action in your marketing, and you focus on really providing great content on a consistent basis. You put up a free group for your local community and they see you constantly adding value in that free group, will also instantly position you, all right? But you've got to be everywhere, because it takes somebody sometimes 7 to 12 times to see your ad, your content, your business, your logo, your name before they will take action on it. 7 to 12 times, all right? That has been proven for the last almost 50, 60 years, all right? And if you're putting up these one-shot offers that go, hey, here, buy my shit, and then somebody never sees you again because it didn't work and you gave up and you hid back in your shell, don't worry, we've all done it, me including, all right? You're never going to get there, whereas play the long game, invest $20 in a boosted post, get out video content, do free workshops in your local community, go down to the library or the school or local other community groups, mothers groups, just be everywhere, all right? Your number one aim should be to grow this business, to provide you with everything that you want. If you're not doing everything you can and you're sitting back, sucking on your thumb, wondering why your business hasn't grown, All right, you're the only person that's going to be responsible for that. And I said I was going to keep this positive, but for me, this is positive because I want you guys to benefit from doing all of these things, all right? If you don't feel like you are working on growing your business on a day-to-day basis, then your business is going to slowly die, go backwards, and not succeed at the level that I know you want it to, all right? So really got to fire up and get out there, guys. If you're wondering or guessing what you should be doing, you haven't listened to this episode enough, and you haven't consumed enough of my free content, all right? Last thing, guys, number one thing in everything, business, success, life, is consistency. There is no point in putting an offer out once and then never putting it out again. Even if that offer sucks balls in the beginning and it doesn't work well, it doesn't mean that you should bin it and never use it again. All right, I can't tell you how many times somebody will say, oh, I'm working with this ads guy and he says that this offer doesn't work anymore, or you know, we're doing this and that just didn't work for us last time, so we're gonna stop it. And then I see the landing page, or I see something that could have been easily 5, 6, 10 tweaks we could have changed. We could have changed the headline, the ad copy, the image. We could have tried all of these things, but they didn't. They just left it. It didn't work. Or it didn't work as well, so now it's gone. I don't know what I'm gonna do. I'll search around Facebook, I'll see what somebody else is offering, and then I'll try that. All right, I can't tell you how many times we will run the same offer over and over again. And then when it starts to slow down, we make one or two tweaks and the offer is like a brand new offer again with a great ROI. People are engaging with it really well. And it was easy for us to set up or tweak because we had the framework in place from the beginning. So speed of implementation was easy, but consistency as well. Going back to people needing to see your stuff 7 to 12 times before they're willing to take action. If you're not out there consistently and people aren't seeing it consistently in their newsfeed, how are they ever going to have that opportunity to see your stuff 7 to 12 times? They're probably not. All right. So how are you going to have an opportunity to engage with them, to get them to know, like, and trust you if you're not consistently doing that? All right. It's got to be the key thing here, guys. Now, look, for us and for me, everything that we do for you guys is to help you grow a successful business, to have the systems and the processes in place, and to make sure you can go out there and consistently bring new people into your business, show them what you do better, and make sure that you turn every new lead into more leads through referrals, through an amazing member care and honeymoon experience, and having all of these systems and strategies in place. And I mentioned in my last episode, I'm going to mention it again, because I think as of yesterday, we've got 2 spots left, all right? So it's up to you whether you're going to take these or not. I'm getting on a plane tomorrow night, so whether you decide to get onto us or not beforehand is going to be on you. But we have 2 more spots left between my 2 coaches who are willing to open up a call to dive into this stuff with you guys, to show you exactly how you can implement some of these strategies right now, or maybe just to help you get clear on which marketing strategy you could get up and running as quickly as possible for the greatest return, all right? And the fastest conversion process, because if you need people, you need leads, you need more cash flow, all right? There's lots of things that you can do very quickly to solve those problems, or to grow to the next level, or to break through that ceiling that you've been hitting over the last whatever it might be, all right? So I hope you guys have gained a lot from that. I'm definitely gonna do my best to get another couple of episodes while we are traveling through France and Italy. I know that sounds really cheesy, but I'm looking forward to it. It was 11 last time I was in Europe. So I'm excited to get there, and I'm excited to see you guys benefit from implementing this stuff in your business. Thank you for tuning into this week's show. To guarantee your business is generating more profit, head over to fitprodomination.com now and grab a copy of our free profit playbook. Now, if you're ready to unlock the true potential of your fitness business, then go and register for one of our profit discovery calls valued at $500 by simply going to fitprodomination.com/profit call. Make sure you tune in each week and subscribe to the show as we commit to making sure every fitness professional has the keys to long-term success, massive profit, and freedom.